We all know about Horace Mann, the man who invented the concept of school. But what if instead of inventing school, he invented pool? And to be clear, I'm talking about the big thing with water in it, not the game for bad boys. Instead of school, you're going to pool. Your teacher is going to be in a bikini and your crush will be wearing a tankini. And you? Yeah, you forgot your swimsuit.
I'm the year 1796.
I'm the year 1776.
And I'm Barbara Walters. And you're listening to Stinkers, the wait, but if he invented school, then who invented the game of pool? Oh, it was King Louis XI of France. And I don't actually care of podcasts where we bring on guests to talk about their worst ideas, aka stinkers. That they've ever had.
Stinkers.
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 And today, our guest is ourselves.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you ourselves.
Thank you, James.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Barbara Walters.
Yeah. Barbara Walters.
More like bitch Walters, if you ask me.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I was going
to say that. I simply have to agree.
Well, Caroline wrote this, and it is famous that Maggie thinks of Barbara Walters as bitch Walters. So you were kind of like begging her to tee off, I would say. It was a bit of a beg.
I said, go off, tee off, go off.
You were basically crawling on all fours begging for me.
Yeah. Oh, go off, bestie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like that.
You know, I'll say something I've been thinking about is that it's been a minute since we've had an episode. We've kind of been pool boys of our own, bad boys on
Cabana
bad behavior.
Boys and girls of America.
Yeah, sort of lounging around the pool in our little skivvies, so to
speak. Yeah, that's actually true.
Letting our little nudie bits leak out.
Letting the peenies and the VGs all just do hang style, hang loose and low sweet chariot, hang tight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Letting that shit dry on the clothesline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Drop it like it's crunchy.
Exactly.
And it is crunchy.
Yeah. Thanks for saying that. Do you guys feel like we're all acting like there's a carbon monoxide leak in our respective
Yeah.
Don't feel okay.
This beginning feels like when we all see each other and don't say anything real for 5 minutes.
It's so crazy. James and I saw each other in person recently for the first time
IRL.
The way we were so immediately maniacs together
from across the street
moving, and the thing is moving through the world and it as in that state, and it felt right and okay. You know,
I understand.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, does the world approve? No, because they have judgmental eyes, but they have
judgmental
a mind palace.
Eyes.
We have a heart temple.
I have an entire compassion compound where my respect TP lives, where my
this really is like a full blown carbon monoxide leak.
Where my empathy
it really
dome
is
exists.
So bad.
I don't think anything that's happened is okay.
I understand.
I just want to say.
Okay. Should we talk stink?
Yeah, I guess we have to.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe we could linger in this sort of energy for a good 20 more.
It's so good, I mean.
You have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's so good.
I mean, it's
good.
So good.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stinks. I have one that's like bathroom style, but I think I'm going to bypass that one just because it's something we've all kind of heard before.
Yeah, and we can always save that, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna save it up. But this is also kind of a bathroom of the body in a way. So you know how sometimes
I hate that phrase. That basically, is disgusting.
Basically, kind of famously, I would say, and this is maybe gonna trigger Maggie. I have been training
for
the Los.
Call me out like this.
I've been training for the Los Angeles Marathon. And to our listeners who don't know this about Maggie, she's anti-marathons.
She's anti-running. True. This is not true. I am being framed and pinned by one of my dearest, best friends
I'm sorry. It looks like she brought the receipts.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they're all coming from my heart palace.
I didn't
know they were. Finally she's saying it.
Finally Caroline's on board with the Heart Palace.
Yeah. To be fair, one time I was talking about running. We were talking about running with a group of friends, and Maggie
expressed
her opinions about she had a hot take. And this was over a year ago, and I think I bring it up anytime I talk about running.
And I'm literally I'm in such support of Caroline running. I think it's like, I'm proud of her. I think she's incredible, and I could never do it. And yet, I'll never live it down.
Yeah.
You always, whenever like there's a photo of Caroline like after a race or something,
There's actually a lot.
And you send me a photo, photoshopped, of Caroline with poo coming out of her ass. That's right. With words that say, look at this shithead.
And then don't you send back a note and be like, well, if you really wanted her to be a shithead, this shit should be coming out of the top.
Yeah, I always have notes for the Photoshops.
Yeah, so all that stuff is true. And, you know, this marathon is in March. And for the first time in my life, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, I'm running and my body is just not, it's not singing the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my hip, I won't go into details. It's not interesting, but basically I just fucked up my, something. And, I was just resting for a couple weeks and then I tried to run again and it like immediately started hurting.
Oh, no.
So then I was like, you know what? And now it's like, I missed like almost 3 weeks of training, like right in the middle, like the part where you have to be running the longest. And I was like, my sister's running it too. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to talk to her.
Are you going
to
run it holding hands?
Yeah, we're going to run it kind of scissoring. But,
I was going to ask if you were going to fuck your sister.
I was going to ask if you were going to fuck your sister during this marathon.
Yeah, I'm really glad you
said that. And we answered that. But I was like, a lot of marathons, you can just defer it if you're injured. So I was like, this is annoying, but I'll just defer it to next year. And I'm sure my sister won't mind because she doesn't train at all and she beats me by like an hour.
That's annoying.
It's crazy. But I looked at the policies and you can't do that. You don't get, it's no refunds, no deferrals. So now I'm going to, even if I know that it's going to ruin my body forever, I do have to run this marathon because I do not want to lose the money.
This is not the take. This is not the take.
So that's why it's like a current stinker and a future stinker. But I am going to a physical therapist on Thursday.
Okay.
But
Tell him just punch the shit out of your where it hurts. Like that helps.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. I told him it hurts in my pussy.
Yeah, that's where it hurts usually, especially from probably it hurts from there from running. Fucking your sister.
Hey, just for future reference, don't say ussy around me. I'm not going to say the whole thing. Don't say ussy around me.
I actually think what you just said
you
was
can't
worse.
Say that. That was
hated
so much
that.
Worse.
Why do we just have to bleep the vowel? I'm just we know it's the same inoffensive way of saying
it. Do you
it.
Still have the soundboard? Because you could beep yourself.
Well, I don't really know how to
yourself.
Do that.
Beep yourself. Why don't we use that more? It is so
you have
funny.
To be. It is the symbol is so funny.
I don't think it's that funny. I was just saying ussy.
That is the stuff.
That really is. So speaking of that stuff,
I thought we were gonna get into something dramatic.
Yeah. The dramatic thing is you guys hung out, right? Didn't you guys say you had some stinkers from your hangout?
Yeah.
Hangout?
Hangout?
It's going to be awkward to talk about in front of you.
Yeah. So we had a really nice time together during day and nighttime.
We had a bit of a banger of a day.
It was really fun, and we were having a great time. And
we had lunch.
We had lunch, and then we had drinks, and then we had drinks at another place, and at that other place.
Well, we took some break time for a while.
Yeah, we did breaks.
We did our own things.
Yeah.
And that's healthy.
Yeah.
It's healthy to have breaks.
Yeah. And then we were at this second bar and really enjoying ourselves. And
it was a nice little spot.
Yeah.
What's it called? Do you know?
Little Canal.
Yes. It's like a coffee shop and cafe during the day.
Guys, I got
Maggie's,
it.
Swap.
I'm gonna look it up. I like to visualize where my
and it's like
are, you know?
Very hip looking. It's very cool. They have good drinks. They have good wine
this is
selection.
Cute. Yeah.
And yeah, it's just nice.
It's nice. And then about 30 minutes in, we get a table, and this table is next to this group of women who have been there for longer than we have. There's three of them, and one of them is fully asleep at the table, like head down.
Yeah, she is like not with us.
Not with us. And
also, can I just say, from looking at these pictures online, it doesn't look like a kind of place where that would happen.
No, not the vibe. Not the vibe. Well, chill. Yeah.
Small. At the bar, I'll never forget, though, there was a man wearing a hat that looked like it cost $1,000, and it was the widest brim I've ever seen on a hat.
Yeah.
So that's more of the vibe, I would say, than what was happening next to us.
Yeah. Understood.
And
to brag. I was in the same room as that $1,000 hat.
Yeah, so just take that in as this story unfolds. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, I will.
Yeah, and what happens then is, like, we sort of, it was James and I and two other friends, and we sort of keep saying how, like, we're all really struggling because, like, if one of us, I was like, I want to help take care of this woman. You know, she's fully asleep at the table. They keep trying, and the friends are like fully talking and smiling and laughing, like not even talking about her. Like, there is zero
concern. Not even just not concerned. Not even just like, here we are again. It was almost like, who is this?
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's so
She's
creepy.
No one to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was evil and creepy.
It was
energy.
Evil and creepy. And basically, then sort of as the friends are smiling and laughing.
Well, even before that, remember when she went to go to the bathroom first time?
Oh, yeah. She like couldn't walk. They had to help her up. And then she sat back down and they still stayed and hung out. And then,
what's her age, do you think?
I'd say 35.
The age was strange. Like, it was either young.
It was mid-30s.
I couldn't tell.
It was mid-30s. And she's looking down, and suddenly you see her head, like, go like this. And at the table in the middle of this bar, this woman starts throwing up.
She was also slightly choking on her puke.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like, because she did it in her sleep while at this table.
Yeah. And then, like, her friends still are taking a second to, like, tune into her.
Right.
And she's fully, like, she wakes up and she's, like, holding her puke. And she's, like, and keeps doing it. And, like, the friends kind of look at each other. And there's this one of them is smiling the whole time. Like,
ponytail.
A true ponytail. She had evil in her bones.
She was evil.
And they were just kind of like, oh my God, this is so, she's literally barfing in the middle of this bar, intimate bar, and
very small bar.
And then she, then, you know, like, one of them does like ask the, she does it through flirting though. Like, I watched sort of
that
the strategy,
the
like towards
part.
The bartender. She was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. I'm so sorry. My friend is like having a heart, you know, like that kind of a tone.
And the bartender was actively flirting with her back.
Yeah, it was upsetting.
It was so crazy.
It was really upsetting to see.
Yes, the bartender was like, I think he was like, whoa, this has never happened for me.
Yeah, because like, she was really hot.
Yeah. And they were just like, it was off. And then like they waited for someone else to just clean it up for them.
Yeah.
Didn't offer to help clean or anything.
And then they like took her to the bathroom, and then they did end up leaving. But it was,
it took so long for them to leave.
Yeah.
And I could smell the puke.
Yeah. Oh, because it was,
it looked small.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tiny place. So that was my stinker, was witnessing that, frankly. really, really bad. I could not, we just all kept being like, can you imagine that being that kind of a friend?
Yeah.
That it was the worst display of friendship I have ever in my life seen.
If you are part of that group and you are listening to this.
Yeah, they felt like Stinkers fans for sure.
Please. Oh, yeah. No, they
recognize
would,
you guys, right?
They recognize me.
By your voices.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. God, it was just, they were awful. So I'm going to piggyback that.
Okay, piggy on back.
Wow.
I'll do a
piggyback little
bit
now,
piggy.
Y'all.
Yes, exactly. One oink this time. But I, oh no. My sinker is from the same night.
Okay.
Because when we split ways, I went to go get dinner with friends. Like I'd already had.
This was during our break. Plan. This was during our timeout.
During our break.
Wow. The
this
break.
Is our timeout.
The big break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, for some reason, I like have multiple friends who are like, oh, we have to go to this one stupid place in Murray Hill that everyone goes to during Christmas because they have crazy Christmas decorations, but they keep them up through the end of January. Yeah. So I was like, well, let's go in January. It's called Rolf's. It's like a German restaurant. Although I didn't know it was a restaurant. We actually didn't even look up the menu before we went. We're idiots. It has a 3.3 rating on Google Maps. Yeah, we fucked up, I mean, in every way on our own.
Yeah.
But we get there. I went with two friends. We get there. It is silent when we walk in at 7 p.m. on a Friday. It is fully silent. So we're like, that's weird. And there's like one other group sitting there just not talking. And then they seat us. And the menu was awesome because it was really typical German food. But what they served...
I love it.
Like the prices were so twice as much as you would expect for that kind of food. So I'm like, well, it's going to be good. And it was cafeteria food.
Oh.
It was so bad. They have no vegetarian options except they're like, well, you should get the beet salad. Ugh. And then they serve the beets in a huge bowl. It was like a cereal bowl. They serve these beets. It is just cut up beets with nothing on it.
Oh my God. And
they were cut into $25. Huge thick slices. Yes. It was like they just took one beet and sliced it like five times.
Wow.
And threw it in a bowl. Oh, it had nothing on it at all. They served us just plain bread with no butter or anything.
What?
It was awesome. Yeah. Like it's, and then I got the chicken schnitzel, which cost $40.
Oh my God.
It looked like it had been dipped in Bisquick. It came with the biggest pile of green beans that were clearly canned.
Ew.
Like not canned green beans. But like, it was like two cans worth of green beans.
It's too many beans. Many cans.
But I can't, it was pancake chicken.
Ew,
it was so sorry. It really looked crazy. Like, I don't know what was going on there at all. I couldn't finish it. It was so nasty. And it was huge. It was like the size of my whole chest.
Yeah.
For one piece of chicken. I couldn't wrap my head around that. Anyway, it was really bad. But the one good thing that happened was then after that, I went to go meet up with Maggie and her friends.
That's me.
And I was walking through that's Maggie.
Right.
Yeah. That's Maggie, basically.
Right. Yeah. Basically, he's talking about when he came and he met up with me.
Oh, yeah. Right. And you're the other host of this podcast?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
But I was walking through the Lower East Side on a Friday night, very cursed energy, just because it's people being wild.
Yep.
But I was like a block away from the bar. I was meeting them up at, they were at the Metrograph. Mm-hmm. And there was a man taking a piss in the street. And not even like, you know, so you like go up next to a car and pee in between cars. You know how you do that with your penis? You know,
I do that all the time.
I love to have building. My penis that way.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's kind of your default penis style.
I take it that way, yeah.
Penis style, yeah.
Yeah. Is out exposing yourself. He was peeing just like free in the middle of the sidewalk, so to speak. And that wasn't crazy even though it was like, it's a little early for that.
Yeah, so to speak.
But he had the thickest stream of piss I've ever seen in my life. I can't stop thinking about the thickness of the stream. The stream was so powerful and thick.
Uh-huh.
It's not that it's like that has to be, first of all, a massive bladder and a thick pee hole because you have to have the pressure with a thick pee hole to make that work. This guy's got a much larger than normal urethra is what I've decided.
Yeah.
And he's got incredible piss pressure. going on in his body.
It's nice.
It was awesome. Yeah. I basically like think this dude is sick. This is awesome and nasty. Yeah.
Like sick, sick as in needs to go to a doctor. Or cool.
It does feel like it's falling both. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, it should. Well, that's you think with like an oversized urethra, the water just falls out.
Yeah.
But this guy has the water pressure.
He has good water pressure.
Of a normal hole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a slow flow. Not a slow flow.
Yeah, it's not low flow. No, it's not. Yeah. Okay, you could say something. Just be a little careful.
I just want to say that every time you say big urethra and water pressure, I want to fucking die. And I feel really unsafe. And I, once again, I'm kind of asking if you could maybe get canceled.
It will be under consideration. How about that?
Thank you.
Is there any way to expedite to the top front of the line? Like, will the judges see
let
us?
Me check.
What do you think the judges?
Can you just let me check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One sec.
Hold on. I just have to.
One second. Yeah, no problem. Take your time. 1 second.
Yep. Hold on. I just have to.
Yep. 1 second.
Just 1 sec.
Okay. They did let me know. No, there's no way to expedite it.
Oh.
How long does it take usually? You can ask them really quick.
Because I have to get my passport too.
Oh, decades or so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Decades or so.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that resolved.
Yeah. It takes about decades or so.
You guys, the monoxide is hitting so
I know.
Hard.
It really is. Like,
it really is.
I feel like my internal organ's shutting down.
I can feel my brain. It's like going inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sort of resonant frequency of my mind is resonating against the pulse of
like humanity. Even that is not okay. What is everything you just said that was not.
And what's worse is I heard that and I thought that was beautifully said.
Oh man. I don't know. Should we?
I don't know.
Yeah. 1 second.
1 sec.
Can you check?
Yeah, let me check. Oh, shoot. The judge is closed today.
The judge is closed.
Yeah.
Well,
when are they open again?
Yeah.
Oh, is it because of the holiday?
Yeah.
The holidays, yeah. They heard Rolf's was still decorated, so.
So.
Wait, how were the decorations?
They were actually real nice. They're actually really nice, those decorations. But it was everything was bad otherwise. Mm-hmm. A beer cost $16.
That's awesome.
Caroline's just sort of typing like a weirdo.
Sorry, I was just whatever. Do you guys want to do our new segment?
Yeah, why don't
yes?
You can't just well, let's give a little fanfare.
So guys, we know this. Usually, we always do a thing that I think we call piss tank.
Let me check. Yeah, that's I think the name. 1 second.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's the name. 1 second.
One second. This is really these are really bits for that no one will enjoy. But
that's kind of the premise of this podcast, is it not?
Yep. Well, yeah. So the thing is, we are talking about, we're gonna once in a while mix up our end bit now. We're still, piss tank's not gone. It's not forgotten.
Don't
It'll
be
scared.
Back.
Don't be freed. But it's, we're gonna introduce some new bits here in this segment. And today's segment, oh, I'm about to burp.
Oh, God. He's so crazy with these sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Swallow the burp.
Oof.
That was worse. Somehow, that was worse than the crazy loud one you did earlier.
Hold on. I'm not going to burp.
Ugh.
Makes me just sick.
Well, I was going to say the name of it, of the bit that we're going to do, or the segment we're going to do, but maybe you guys want to say it.
That's an interesting idea.
Our timing and rhythm is amazing today.
Well, I want to say it's because my computer is a little chopping up, but...
We don't say that on the pod.
Yeah, I know we're not allowed to say, so I'm sorry.
I'll introduce it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So this is a new segment that we are journeying to call HTT Piss. And what this segment is again, they're voting. It's always open. Stay in line. So
oh my God,
you will be able to vote for whatever one you want, similar to Piss Tank. But what this is where we share stories of cursed things we did on the internet as children.
Or teens.
Or teens. Yeah. I would consider a teen a child. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carolyn, you used to date a teen though, right?
Yeah. I actually exclusively date teens.
Oh boy. We can't say that stuff. You can't say that stuff.
Okay, let me fix it. One second.
One sec.
I can't change it. I already said it.
Okay.
The officials told me.
You already contacted them?
Mm-hmm. They got back to me fast. Yeah, so anyway.
We're off to a great start.
I know. Okay, do you want me to, I'll start with mine.
Great.
I have a lot, so I hope this is a segment that we come back to.
Okay, great.
I'm sure we all have a lot. And I don't know if I've talked about this to you guys before, but it's not okay. So are either of you familiar with the Pets universe? And that's PETZ.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, they were these games, maybe in the 90s computer games, where it could either be dogs with a Z or cats with a Z. And you basically, like, it was like a virtual pets kind of game, came on a disc, a CD, and you would play it on your computer. I had cats four. I was obsessed with it. You could just like adopt these little cats. They would like walk around your screen. And you could also, this is the part
you're where actually I feel like so
I'm going to be getting some flack because I think you guys are going to be giving me some flack about this. But okay. my favorite part of the game was that you could.
Reading? No! No, Caroline! Caroline!
Why do you only play games where you're a breeder? Why do you only breed animals?
I'll tell you what. I have recently found a book about the prevalent, like how prevalent on a field women who are looking for men have breeding kinks. I feel that Caroline, that is her culture.
I reject this
you're saying
accusation.
Pump me full.
Not that there's anything wrong with people who like that kind of stuff, but mine's limited to animal on animal. Okay? Mm. I'll tell you that much. I don't want to do human on animal. I don't want to do human on human. Anyway, that's not
so
even the worst.
You just like watching animals have sex.
You don't watch them have sex. You just had to like spray them with
you
the
facilitate
perfume.
It. No, you make it happen.
You sprayed them with the perfume and then you had two cats out at the same time and you just try to like pick them up and drag them close to each other until eventually a heart would pop up and it's like this person is pregnant. This baby is or whatever. This cat is pregnant. Okay, oh but this is not God. Even the most cursed part, you
just
guys.
Just rub them up against each other until they get horny.
This is, and I, by the way, there's a subreddit that exists for this, and I think I'm gonna.
I don't want you on that.
In this
episode, you've said you date teens and this, and I really worry.
You guys said I dated teens.
You said yes,
I date teens.
Well, that's called good improv training, okay? I say yes and to things. So you date teens? Yes, and I only date teens. You could learn a thing or two from me, all right?
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Now, let me continue. So there's two other main aspects to this. There's, what is it called? There's, like hexes. What are they called? Oh, hexing? Mm. And there was showing. So there's a large internet community for cats and pets.
This is breed kink.
Mm-hmm. You have to listen. Hexing is like, people would code their own like breeds, and sometimes it would be like really weird, like giant worms or whatever. And I tried to do that once, but I wasn't good enough at like coding, and the game kept crashing. But the other thing, there's a very thriving online community. This is back when forums were popular. And so there was a forum specifically for people to compete and show their cats from this video game. So you had, the way it worked is you had to like pose your cat in a specific way, get like a screenshot of them. And then there would be like, just all these posts would just be like, competition, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even remember what it was, but it was just like competition. And then you would like submit your cat, and then whatever. My cat was pretty successful. My main kind of one
I've started no longer looking at you because I
but
can't.
Then,
yeah, I was gonna say, if anyone could see me and Maggie right now.
Caroline is the only one looking at the screen now.
But then someone accused me of cheating, of stealing my picture from someone else. But I couldn't prove it because I just like, you know what I mean? I wasn't good enough. Someone had stolen my picture and was using my cat to win all these titles and
that's
awards.
So funny.
And this so then I was
the
like,
most
fuck
you
this.
Thing that would happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck this. Anyway, I think that I'm going to try to re-download it and get back into it.
No.
I don't want you to.
Maggie said no.
Yeah, so it's hard. If you're on a Mac, it's a little more difficult.
I feel like, you know, when you want a dog to stop doing something and so you don't look it in the eye and you look around it.
You ignore it.
Yeah, you ignore it. I feel like we have to start doing that to you. Mm.
No, thank you. Also, the way I train my dog is the thing that the people use is
litters with a Z.
Like corrective training. So,
okay.
Oh, I can get different sizes. This is real. I haven't looked at this stuff in like
a website for all kinds and version of pets established on March 30th, 2006.
God, this is bringing me back so deeply.
2006. The best part is like you're probably a little too old for this.
Yeah, for sure. When it came out, it was
yeah,
like
you were
not,
16.
Okay.
yeah, Caroline, you were 16.
That's so much crazier.
You are a sick person.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
That's
that
my
actually,
thing.
Now I support it in a weird way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and if you look at that most recent
I support it because I didn't realize that you were an elder within the community.
Yeah, so in that way,
an elder.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's me. I want to thank you both for your support.
Well, I'll tell
and
you,
willingness.
You already have beaten me in advance. I know in advance I did not. You're not. I'm not going to win.
Well, we'll see.
I
didn't do as much cursed internet stuff, but I do remember the dramas and the drama, and I remember
drama
I'm old. And so I was on the internet at a time when people would have their own AOL profile, not just AIM. And so people were on AOL for a minute there.
One sec.
Because everyone had their 1,000 free hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. And people would put on their profiles stuff to like troll other, like call out other people in their profiles. But I didn't do that. But then Ryan White, who's my bully, and in the grade above me.
Wow, naming names. Amazing.
It's the most generic name, and it's the same name. Well, okay, I'll stop. But it's – he called me a flamer in it.
That was
that was a big word back then.
Yeah.
And he – then I got – I thought it was a good thing. At first. Mm. And I was like asking my neighbor who was in his class, is like, oh, Dominique, I don't know if you saw this. Ryan said this about me. And she's like, I literally.
Hey,
was like,
I'm not sure if you guys are hearing about this, but I might be a flamer.
I'm actually, sounds pretty good, actually, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I'll tell you what that means. And she says, and then I was so upset. I went to a Catholic school.
Oh,
and the first thing I did was tell my parents. I told my parents.
Oh,
and they
that's painful.
Called his family.
Okay. That's tough to hear. That's
and
tough to
then,
hear.
Then this is where it gets dark. I'm pretty sure his dad kicked his butt a little bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is Iron Claw.
It's Iron Claw.
Iron Claw slash Euphoria vibes.
The weirdest part is he actually left me alone after that.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you don't say. He got domestically abused and then stopped.
I'm not condoning that.
Huh, I wonder what the connecting thing is there. That's weird.
I'm trying to figure it out too, to this day.
Yeah, that's strange.
I don't know what happened. Things were different back then. It was a different time.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, do you have a problem with that?
No.
I kind of do.
Let me have it.
I'll just write you an email later.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable talking
about
it on air.
The judge has to, okay, that's fair. We'll see what the judge has to say, maybe.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's it. It was just mostly, I can't remember any like particularly weird things other than like finding porn in weird places.
Yeah, that's awesome though.
Well, what's a weird place?
Okay, so there was a thing, there was a time on the internet where, because I remember, I think it was like early when like my dad like tried to, because we were looking at porn and he'd be like, we got to stop this.
Yeah.
He like made a profile for us and it had restrictions like on the PC, on the home PC. But if you went, there was a thing called AOL like member pages that were just web pages.
Yeah.
And people would just post porn on them. Mm-hmm. And so that was how it got around.
It was the Wild West.
I do love that. Yeah, it really was.
Just absolutely rooting around on the AOL member pages looking for porn.
Yeah.
It was great.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of like Britney Spears' head photoshopped onto another person's body. Like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yep. And that was like before you knew that. Oh my God. First of all, I just want to say I did find the forum. It still exists.
Oh my God.
And
Caroline, this is so disturbing.
You know what's more disturbing is that people are updating it as of this year, as of 58 minutes ago. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off, James.
I'm done.
That's before we knew that like Photoshop could do that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We weren't fucking educated. Wild West. I'll never forget also on this page of just celebrities who are nude. Was a man with Bruce Willis's head and the most frighteningly large penis I've ever seen. We're like a 3 foot penis.
Ew.
Like it would, like it just looked crazy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, is that what people are fucking rocking? Like what's going on?
Yeah.
Out there?
Yeah.
Is that going to happen to me?
It totally did.
No.
You have one of the biggest urethras of all time.
Well, urethra.
Were you talking about you? Were you the big urethra boy?
Yeah.
Did you ask Santa for a big urethra this year?
It's just really thin skin around a big hole.
Like a boba straw. It's like a boba straw with one layer of skin on it.
Oh, that's not right.
It's like one of those cardboard tubes you hold posters in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Well, for me, mm-hmm. Caroline, are you on the forum right now?
Yep. But I'm listening.
So disturbing. You're never going to guess who suggested this fucking idea for this bit.
And also what's crazy is when she found the forum, she said, I can't believe this still exists to this day and people are updating it now. This bitch is going to be creating message boards on it within the week.
No, I'm not. Because I can't – already in the short amount of time I've been re-looking into this, no one can find out a way to run it on a Mac. And I've already – accidentally deleted my computer's hard drive before, and I will say that is something that I learned a lesson from.
Okay.
You
did lesson learning?
Aww. Against my will.
Understood. Well, something that I watched not against my will, very willingly, of a free will mindset, we had a computer. you know what I'm going to tell? Yeah. This is something, a story that was a part of my solo show. So I apologize if you've seen it. But we had a computer that was in my parents like shared an office.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in and like, this is, how old are you at 11? That's like sixth grade? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Yeah. Probably. I was 11. Yeah. And E-Bomb's World was the hotness, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous community.
Absolutely ill style.
Ill. Yeah. And it was like, you know, YouTube wasn't around yet, so we were browsing there for like, all the titty vids, weird, like the one with like the animal babies. Yeah, you know. But there was one video that I would go home and watch every single day.
I don't know what it is. And I already feel like I'm about to throw up. It's, I don't know why.
Yep.
It's pretty cursed. so someone had... made a compilation of footage from 9/11 with
Maggie.
It was about 20 minutes long, and it was a real focus on people jumping out of the buildings. Maggie. And it was set to Enya's "Who Can Say Where the Road Ends."
That's and crazy.
I would watch this on loop and just dry heave sob in front of the computer.
Oh, my God.
I was caught doing it, and my mom. and my mother was deeply disturbed.
They're probably worried they did something.
Yeah, and rather than, but here's what I'll say: rather than sort of investigating or like sitting with the emotional reality of what it must mean for a child to be attracted to that level of trauma and grief, what I got was instead anger and being told the computer is moving to the kitchen and you're not allowed to have private time with it. So
my God,
like, you know, that we're not
moved into the kitchen.
We're not really getting to the root of the issue here. You know what I mean? Yeah, tough. It was tough, you know, tough to want that sort of level of pain, you know? And,
did you ever watch it again after that?
No.
You never tried to revisit it?
No. No, I do think it was like I can feel in my body the memory of like of watching it. It was awful. Like I do not know what I was doing to myself. I mean, I do now, but it's so psycho. And the fact that it was sent to really Enya just great. And so I told that story in my solo show. And one time someone came up to me after and was like, "Hey, I just want to say, I remember that video." And I was like, "This is my sister." You know what I mean? We are two sickos out in this world. Yeah. So it's definitely a different tone of cursed, but I will say it is of the same cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James is so unhappy.
Yeah, he really is.
I have unhappied him.
No, it's good.
All right, one sec.
This is really one of our weirdest episodes.
Yeah, one sec.
Just one second.
Oh my God, this is so not okay.
I never said you. This segment was supposed to be our most cursed internet moments, and that was my most cursed internet moment.
I support it. I think that was a great addition, and I want everybody to take a note how I'm saying nice and yes, and I give support. I give nothing but support to my friends.
Thank you.
Support, nice,
even if I didn't receive it back myself, even if I received some accusations of
bestiality.
You have to earn it.
I understand I've really lost both of your trust through my behavior over the past 2 years. But I'm working
on it. Also, the fact that as soon as you brought the website up, you couldn't get off of it.
Yeah. Like, that's
from now on, when you do bring something like this up, you have to show your hands.
I have to do hands up. I have to be hands up on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds fair to me.
All right.
Well, you know, I feel like we learned a lot about each other today.
Mm-hmm. I certainly feel that
way. Really, in a way that disturbed me more. And I've known so many terrible things about both of
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so distant from everyone right now.
I feel very close. Yeah, I feel like we've been knitted together in a big quilt of love for somewhere in my memory.
Well,
dome.
You would probably usually sew a quilt together. Maybe we'd knit like a large blanket or something.
Yeah, not- I was actually going to say the same thing. You just sound a little stupid when you say that. That's all. So just
watch, why don't you just watch your freaking tongue?
I didn't mean to sound stupid.
No, you didn't.
I didn't want actually. When I set out to say that, when I set out to say that stuff, I didn't intend to sound stupid.
Maggie's, Magfie, I just want to let you know, from my mind palace to my heart temple, you have my support. You have my full backing. And you will be the next president of these United States of America.
Thank you.
Can I say something, Maggie?
Yes. Magfie?
1 second.
Yeah, 1 sec. And I'd like to say something now to both of you. It's that I've had a really nice time here today. I understand we did have some peaks and valleys, and I do also understand that people might be lost, you know what I mean? But I think we can bring the ship into the port and put the marble in the hole and and get the soccer ball into the net. And
keep going.
And also put your foot into the shoe. We could
almost there.
button up our jackets and tighten up our ties and make sure that our hair is looking nice for the big ball and get out the door and get in our carriage arrive
and yank our freaking rods, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you to you both and also to our listeners if you've made it this far.
And if you did make it this far, please leave us a 1-star review.
and make an appointment with a doctor as soon as possible.
A good one, please.
Please, come on.